Welcome, everyone, to another week of Ramban Ala Parsha. This week, we have the schus of reading Parshas Pekudei, and there's a double benefit to reading Parshas Pekudei. First of all, just to point out the obvious, it's a shorter Kriyas HaTorah. Normally, we read Vayakel Pekudei, but it also allows us to focus only on Pekudei, on what's unique about Parshas Pekudei. And the point that everyone starts with is the obvious point. The repetition over and over again of Kasher Dibar Hashem El Moshe, or a form of that. I think it's 18 times in the Parsha. On a basic level, we understand that had God not commanded Moshe to build a Mishkan, it would have been maybe a form of Avodah Zarah. But the Ramban has an interesting insight into Kasher Dibar Hashem El Moshe. It's possible that Rashi has the same insight. Let's start with the Ramban. So the Pasuk in the first parak of this week's parasha, in parak Chaf Chet, Pasuk Chabet says, Uvitzalel ben Uri ben Chur lemate Yehuda asa eight kol asher tzivah Hashem et Moshe. So kind of there are two questions. First of all, did Bitzalel build a Mishkan all by himself? What about all the Chachamim and the people who volunteered? They also had a chelek in the Mishkan. Bitzalel didn't build it by himself. And second of all, the phrase, Kasher Tzivah Hashem et Moshe. So says the Ramban on Pasuk Chaf Bet, Ha'inyan, Ki al piv na'asa hakol. It's true. Bitzalel was in charge of everything. Ki hu hamore l'chol ha'chachamim ulifanav ha'yosim kulam. Right? He was the person who taught each of the chachamim how to build the thing that he was going to build. Umarim elav kol melachtam Kimo Shamar Ula Harot Natan Belibo. Right? It was given into Bezalel's heart, and then he shared it with the people. Aval, says the Ramban, Gam Kol Chach Melev Asu Bimlacha. It's not like Bezalel built a whole Mishkan. The Chach Melev built a Mishkan. But Bezalel led them, and everybody who finished something, who finished a task, brought it to Bezalel to ask, is this okay? Kimo Shamar, the Pasuk says, definitively, vayasu kol chacham lev ba'oseh melachat ha-mishkan. They did build the Mishkan. They did participate in building the Mishkan. But Bezalel played a role. And here I want to suggest the role Bezalel played is very similar to what we normally find the role that Moshe played. Right? We would have thought, and in other places the Ramban points out, that yes, they brought things to Moshe and then he told them what to do. But with respect to the Mishkan, they brought things to Bezalel, and he told them what to do. Now, why does this matter? So Ramban says, Al dat rabotenu, yiyeze lishabeach oto v'lomar. This is special praise to Bezalel. She'afilu divarim shelo amar lo rabo, hiskima da'ato l'mashe ne'emar, l'moshe misinai. Even the things that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell Bezalel to do, or maybe in certain circumstances, he told him to do something, but Bezalel understood otherwise, Bezalel was right. Here's a good example. The Ramban doesn't mention it, but it's obvious this is what the Ramban's referring to. Rashi quotes the Medrash on this week's parasha, on the Pasuk. Uvitzalel ben Uri ben Chor asad kol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe, asher tziva oto Moshe ein ktiv kan, ela kol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Afilu dvarim shelo amar lo rabo, hiskima da'ato l'masha amar l'moshe b'sinai. Right? And the example that the Medrash brings is that Moshe told Bezalel to build the Kalim and then to build the Mishkan, the enclosure. And Bezalel said, no, I think we should do the opposite. He said, first you build a house, then you put the things in it. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, you know what? You're right. Right? And that's why it's the whole idea. Bezalel, from the word Bezalel Kel Hayita, you really heard what God says. So says Rashi, and I think says the Ramban as well, that it's Kashet Tziva Oto Elokim, or Kashet Tziva Hashem et Moshe, not how Moshe understood it, but how God really commanded him. Okay, and it continues, V'lo b'ha katuv l'mashu asa kol. It doesn't mean that Bezalel built the whole Mishkan. Ela shekiyem b'chol ha-na'aseh al yado kol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Everything that he did was kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Ulefikach, lo amar b'chol ha-na'aseh ad heino kasher diber Hashem el Moshe. Ki aya b'mashma kasher amar Moshe b'dvar Hashem. That would sound like he did what Moshe told him to do, which is not what happened. But he changed the order in the example that I gave. Ulufikach, kolal ze bekan lomar she'asa kol kasher omar Hashem kimo she'katavti lamala. Okay, so on the one hand, this is a great pshat and it's a great insight. On the other hand, it's hard not to raise the obvious question, which is, what does it mean that Moshe misunderstood? What does it mean that Moshe misheard? We learn the Torah's Moshe, our understanding is based and our belief is based on the fact that Moshe was a faithful scribe and told us over exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So I don't know the answer, and maybe I shouldn't have raised the question because I don't know the answer. But I'll suggest one thing. It strikes me that with respect to the Mishkan, we find examples of Moshe not understanding. Moshe hitkasha, lavin, you know, how do you build a menorah? And then God did it for him. It could be that with respect to the Mishkan, Bezalel had an intuitive sense. Bezalel was an artist. Bezalel was, you know, his heart was raised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be that with respect to the Mishkan, Moshe had difficulty. He didn't understand. According to the Ramban, he didn't understand how you could recreate Maimad Har Sinai in miniature, bin Nistar, in the Mishkan. But Bezalel did. So with respect to the Mishkan, you know, Moshe didn't always understand and Moshe didn't always get what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him. But Bezalel had an intuitive sense and he did get. But this problem that Moshe had with the Mishkan does not extend in any way to any other portions of the Torah. What Moshe Rabbeinu reported to us, we can take as literally the gospel truth, and that's how we learn Torah, and that's how we take it. Okay, but the idea that when it says Kashet Tziva Hashem et Moshe, it means as God really commanded Moshe, and not as Moshe understood him, that's a bit of a chiddush, which Rashi has and the Ramban has as well. Okay. The Parsha continues with a very interesting example, which I think most of us notice on our own. Says the Torah, Vayas ha'ifod zahav t'chelet va'argaman v'tolat shani v'sheish marzor. How'd they make it? Vayirakeu et pachei ha'zahav v'kitzeitz pitzilim. They chopped up the gold and they made little strands. La'asot b'toch ha'tchelet v'toch ha'argaman v'toch tolat ha'shani v'toch ha'sheish ma'asei choshev. So when you read the first pasuk, you think to yourself, what does it mean there are gold strands that they wove into the other strands and they used it? That's not how gold looks to me. Okay, but then the Torah tells us how they did it. And it's interesting because the Torah doesn't normally tell us how things were built in the Mishkan. And says the Ramban that exact point. Vayirakeu et pachei hazahav. Lo hosif b'chol melechet hakodesh lefareish derech ha'omunot. There are no examples of how you build it, how you build a shulchan, how you build a mizbeach. You have to build a mizbeach, and the people did it. They have to build a shulchan, and the people did it. But here, the Torah tells us how it was done. It would have made more sense to say, etc., etc., maaseh choshev, Kitefot asulo, just tell us the result. Kikena derech b'chulam, that's how the Torah always describes the kelim of the Mishkan. So Siddur Rahman, it's obvious, but it's beautiful. V'yitachen shesiper b'kan ha'machshava shechidshu b'chutei hazahav. It could be that here the Torah tells us the chiddush about how they made gold into threads. I understand you can twine and you can work with tzemer and pishtim, but not zahav. And so the Torah tells us exactly how it happened. Ki lo nishma ad hayomahu la'asot kein. It wasn't just a chiddush, it was a form of a miracle that people took gold and wove it within other materials. So Siddur Rabban, because it was a miracle, because it was a chiddush, because it was something that no one understood, and again, the sense we get when we read the psukim is, how could that happen? So the Torah goes out of his way to describe it, because it's kind of miraculous that that happened. Okay, let's continue in the parasha. It's Perek Chavtet Pasuk Membet. Says the Torah, Kichol Ashet Tziva Hashem et Moshe, Kain asu b'nei Yisrael et kol ha'avodah. And the Ramban's interested in this lashon, kain asu b'nei Yisrael et kol ha'avodah. What makes it avodah? So says the Ramban, kol ha'melechet ha'mishkan v'yikre'ena avodah. It's referring to the work of building the Mishkan, and it's called avodah. Lomar, ki asu ota la'avodat Hashem ha'nichbad, ki inyan va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem, or va'oto ta'avodu. Says the Ramban, you might have thought that it's only the result that matters. It's only the fact that there is an Aron, and there is a Shulchan, and there is a Menorah, and there are Mizbechot. Says the Ramban, no. The building of these things is Avodat Hashem. The building of these things is va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem, is va'oto ta'avodu. Says the Ramban, it's not just the result of a mitzvah that matters. It's the effort that you put into the mitzvah. It's the means as well as the ends. And so the Ramban says the Torah refers to the work of the Mishkan as Avodah, because that's exactly what it was. It's Avodat Hashem. It's Va'oto Ta'avodu. How do I worship God? I built the Aron. I built the Shulchan. I built the Menorah. Wait, is that really Avodah? Yes, says the Ramban, that's Avodat Hashem. It's true that having a menorah that I can light is a mitzvah. But making a menorah, this isn't a discussion of how many mitzvahs or how we count tarryag mitzvahs. This is a substantive discussion. Says the Ramban, it's a mitzvah not in the tarryag mitzvahs, but it's a mitzvah in the sense that it's Avodat Hashem. That when I build something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the actual act of building is Avodat Hashem. It's nothing less and it's nothing more than that. Now, if we wanted to expand on that, we could relate it to our lives and our focus and our function. You know, sometimes we think it only matters if we understand something. You know, that's Talmud Torah. It only matters something, you know, taking a lulav and esrog, that's the mitzvah. And it's true, that's the mitzvah. But says the Ramban, buying it and baking the matzah and preparing ourselves for the Seder and preparing ourselves, that's also Avodat Hashem. And that's what the Torah is telling us when it says, Kein asu b'nei Yisrael et kol ha'avodah. Don't think for a second that it's only the result. It's the means to the end that also count for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now we come to the main Ramban on this week's parasha. Perek Mem, and this really goes to sort of the flow of the parashios. And we've talked about it before, and we'll talk about it again now. Says the Ramban, the Torah says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor, biyom hachodesh harishon be'achad lachodesh takimet mishkan oel moed." We get a date. Yom hachodesh harishon, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, be'achad lachodesh, right? It's the first month, it's Nisan. We, Moshe Rabbeinu, should establish or should build, or should not really either establish or build, but erect the Mishkan, right? All the raw materials are presented, all the kelim are done, all the boards are built, all the sockets, all the adanim, everything is prepared, but nobody's put it up yet. And so says the Ramban, it's Moshe's job to put it up when? On Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And here we get to a big machlokes, Tanaim and Amoraim and Rishonim as well. What is it talking about? So says the Ramban, Biyom HaChodesh Rishon V'Achod HaChodesh Tokim Et HaMishkan Et Mishkan Oel Moed Al Dat Rabotenu Shehu Yom Shmini La Miluim. Says the Ramban, yes, there's a week of Miluim, there's a week of preparation, and then comes the day. This is the eighth day of Miluim, and it is the first day that the Mishkan is erected and actually serves as the Mishkan. Tam Akatuv, Shetakim Et HaMishkan V'Ya'amod Kein Lo Toridenu V'Lo Takimu Od. Says the Ramban, the Torah is telling us, Moshe, this is it. When you put up the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's it. You're not taking it down again. You're not putting it up again. This is the Mishkan totally functioning. Ki binso hamachanot ha-levi'im yoridu oto v'yakimu oto. Moshe doesn't do it. The Levi'im will take it down when they travel. V'lo hutzrach litzavot atal hakamat shivat hayamim harishonim. Now, the Torah doesn't tell us anything about the 7 days of preparation. Ki amar lo mitchila v'hakemotat hamishkan kemishpato asher hareta bahar. So the Ramban assumes, as he does many places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe all about the Yimei HaMiluim on Har Sinai, and now he's putting it up. V'kevan shepireish lo ata ki biyom HaKadosh HaRishon tihye HaKamato la'omda, since God is telling Moshe on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that will be the actual, you know, beginning of the functioning of the Mishkan, hine yada ki bi'eit Yimei HaMiluim yitztarech la kimu lahorid. So Moshe understood, well, if the first day, if the opening day of the Mishkan is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then presumably I have to start preparing for it on the 23rd day of Adar. Right? That's 7 days before. There is such a thing. V'ulai hayakein, now why did there have to be 7 days of Miluim? And you'll obviously recall that Parsha Shmini in Vayikra, Vahi Bayom HaShmini, that's exactly the day that we're talking about here. And we'll have to deal with that. But that's exactly what we're talking about on the eighth day. V'ulai hayakein, maybe the purpose of the 7 days of Miluim was lahargil halevim b'maaseu. Ki mimenu yiru v'chein yasu. All the Levim and the Kohanim will watch Moshe Rabbeinu. They'll know how to put it up. They'll know how to take it down. They'll know how to bring Karbanos. They'll know how to do all the actions, all the avodot of the Mishkan, because that's what Moshe did. Oh, haya lahachtir hayom ba'atarazo. It's also possible that the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is a special day, we know the Mishnah, Asara Kitarim Nitnu, something like that, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is one of the Kitarim. This is one of the crowns that the day was Zocha to have. V'nireh l'da'atam, according to this approach, ki b'shivat hayamim harishonim hayam meikim oto baboker baboker, every morning of the 7 days of Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, v'omeid kein kol hayom v'chol halayla, and the Mishkan stayed all day and all night, uke'alot hashachar, as the sun came up, as the dawn broke in the morning, hayom morid oto v'chozer u'mikimo miyad. So says the Ramban, Lemaisa, the Mishkan stood, you know, all day long and all night long. Right before dawn, Moshe Rabbeinu took it down and put it up again. Ki akatuv omar upetach omoe teshvu yomam valayla. If you have to sit yomam valayla at the petach omoe, vein petach lo omoe rak be'eit hakamato, but there is no petach if the Mishkan's not built. Right, it can't be when it's disassembled. Right, you can't bring a carbon when the doors aren't open. You can't bring karbanos. You need a Mishkan to be standing. Once they took it down, once Moshe Rabbeinu disassembled the Mishkan, you can't bring a karban. Essentially, says the Ramban, the Mishkan had to function. For the Mishkan to function, it had to be built. So therefore, he assumes, and he doesn't really have a textual proof for this, he assumes that because it was clear in the Miluim that Moshe Rabbeinu built it and took it down every single day. That's without question. So it must be that he took it down, you know, right before the morning, and he put it right back up. And so there was no period of time in which it really wasn't erected. V'hakatuv, I'm skipping a little bit, says Raman. V'hakatuv she'amar kan, v'yichas he'anan et olmoyru chvor Hashem moleh et hamishkan, v'al da'atam hayaze biyom hashmini. Right, that's by Yom HaShmini, that God's presence, that the Shechina finally comes to the Mishkan. Ki amar v'aychal Moshe et ha-melacha. He finished all the work. V'ka'asher kila hakama zo shel achad b'nisan. Once Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan for good, ki sa he'anan et ha-mishkan. Only then did the Shechina come, which was the whole purpose of the Mishkan. Really for everyone, but certainly for the Ramban, right, that it was a manifestation. It was a recreation of Maimon Har Sinai. The Shechina was everything. Ukvar katav Rashi ma'ashe darshu vayetsu vayivarchu ata'am lefi shekol shivat yimei hamiluim שהעמיד משה המשכן היה משמש בו ומפרקו לא שרתה בו שכינה. Because every one of the 7 days of the Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu built and took it down and did all the avoda, there was no shechina. V'ayu Yisrael nichlamim v'amrim l'Moshe Rabbeinu kol ha'torach shetarachnu shetishre shechina b'neinu v'neinda shenitkaper lanu avon ha'egel. Right, all this work that we've done to build the Mishkan, by which we will know that God forgave us for the egel. And by the way, that works for the Ramban also. Even if you think that the Mishkan was lechatchila and was going to be built without a sin of the egel, the fact of the matter is there was a sin of the egel. Omar lehem, so Moshe said to them, don't be disappointed. Aharon achi kidai v'chashuv mimani. Aharon, my brother, is more important than me. Sha'al yidei karbonotav v'avodatav tishre banu shechina. Right, Moshe did all the avoda during the Shiva Simei Miluim, but he said when Aharon HaKohen starts to do it on the eighth day, that's when the Shechina is going to come. U'parshat Miluim, yachol hu kam ha-mishkan b'rosh chodesh v'sharta shechina b'shmini l'chodesh. Maybe you would have thought that this day of Hakamat ha-mishkan is not the first day of Nisan. It's the eighth day of Nisan. And the Torah is referring to the Miluim. So he says, no, that can't be. Tamud lomar, b'yom hakimet ha-mishkan kiseh ha-nanet ha-mishkan la'or la'idut. Milameid she-b'yom she-ukam ha-mishkan sharta shechina al-yidei maaseh Aharon. No, Aaron brought the Shechina on the first day of Nisan, which was the eighth day of the Miluim, which will be described in greater detail in Parsha Shmini. V'hayazeh mipnei shehakatuv yisader ki tziva Hashem et Moshe tiya kamat ha-mishkan lechalota biyom ha-chodesh ha-rishon be'achod la-chodesh. V'amar ki Moshe asarkein v'chila et kol ha-melacha v'az kisa ha-anan et ha-oel. V'chein tamid, says the Ramban, that's the end of the parsha. The Shechina comes. V'chazar ha-katuv el tchilat ha-dibur asher haya le-Moshe min ha-ohel v'amar v'yikra el Moshe v'chol zeh b'seder nachon. What happens immediately after the Ashras HaShechina in Parshas Pekudei? Says the Ramban, Parshas V'yikra. V'yikra el Moshe. Right? That's the result. That's the continuation. That's the purpose of the Mishkan. Vayikra Moshe vayidvar Hashem elav me'ohel moed le'mor. Now the ohel moed is not Moshe's tent. The ohel moed is in the Kodesh or the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the purpose of the Mishkan. And that's the order of the Mishkan. But I think there's something else going on. And of course the Ramban believes that this is the Pshat and Psukim, but it fits into something else. The Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos talks about the fact that Sefer Shmos is known by Chazal as Sefer HaGeula. And of course that's true. But the Ramban is bothered by the following question. Okay, the Sefer HaGeula, so fine. That takes us through Bishalach. That takes us through Kriyas Yamsov. But what about the rest of the Sefer? Why is that called Sefer HaGeula? And so says the Ramban in the Hakdama to Sefer Shmos, v'zeh ba'avur ki yiridatam sham hu reshit hagalut ki miyaz hu chal. Right? The galus started at the beginning of Sefer Shmos when they went out to Mitzrayim. V'ine hagalut einenu nishlam ad yom shuvam el mikomam vel ma'alat avotam yashuvu. The geula doesn't come. The galus doesn't end till B'nai Yisrael return to the status of their forefathers. When we left Egypt, okay, we're no longer slaves. They're still in exile. They're just in the middle of the Midbar. They didn't know where to go. But once they came to Har Sinai, and once they built a miniature Har Sinai in the form of the Mishkan, v'hishra shechinato b'neihem, and God's Shechina came back to rest amongst B'nai Yisrael, az shavu el ma'alat avotam, shehayasod eloka ale ahalehem. They literally became merkava l'shechina, like Avraham was, like Yitzhak was, like Yaakov was. It's true. We didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Physically, we didn't have the geula. But spiritually, when we return to the status of the forefathers, that is the geula. Vehem heim hamerkava. We became, it's a little Kabbalistic, the chariots of God. Va'az nechshavu geulim. And at that point, we became geulim, the geula came. And so for the Ramban, the end of Parshas Pekudei had to be Vayechas he'anan et ol moed uchvod Hashem maleet ha-mishkan. Right? Uve he'alot he'anan me'al ha-mishkan yisu b'nei yisrael b'chol ma'asehem. Ve'im lo ye'ale he'anan v'lo yisu ad yom he'alato. Why? Ki anan Adonai al ha-mishkan yomam ve'esh tihiyelai labo le'enei kol beit Yisrael b'chol ma'asehem. Because that's the geula. When God comes and lives amongst us, when every day I can get up and go to the Mishkan and visit God and feel His presence, when every day I can see something that reminds me of Maimad Har Sinai, that's a recreation of Maimad Har Sinai, that's the Geula. And that's what B'nai Yisrael was Zochet to. And therefore, despite the fact that Vayikra will come back and revisit some of the topics that we dealt with in Pekudei, in particular, Yom HaShmini, right, and that will be associated with the death of Nadav and Avihu, but the Torah needed to give us the Geula at the end of Pekudei in order for there to be one book of the Galut, starting with Shmos, and the Geula ending in Pekudei. Okay, Yashkoch to everybody. We did a few Rambans today. We did Kashet Tzivah Hashem et Moshe, that difficult pasuk, which appears many, many times in our Parsha. And it means something other than as God commanded Moshe, or it means as God commanded Moshe, not as Moshe understood it. We saw why the Torah explains to us that the gold became like threads, because we need to understand that. We saw the fact that the means is also a mitzvah, that every avoda that we did in the Mishkan was called an avoda, a complete work, and that's avodat Hashem. Avodat Hashem is building the Mishkan, is building the kelim of the Mishkan. We saw that the end of the parasha for the Ramban is definitely the eighth day of the Miluim, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was opening day of the Mishkan, and we saw why that had to be, because the Ramban's literary understanding of Sefer Shmos, like all the Sfarim, being a complete book, starting with the Galut and ending with the Geula. Shabbat Shalom to all, and see you next week.